Max Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate lawmakers will attempt to pass a stopgap measure today aimed at ending the government shutdown, now 2 weeks long, but it's not expected to pass. Meantime, TSA workers in Atlanta are getting some assistance.
TSA employees at Hartsfield-Jackson have been on the job without pay since the government shutdown started on October 1st. Today, they are receiving meal vouchers for use at any of the airport's restaurants. Aaron Barker, president of the local TSA workers union, says,
being that these officers have not received their full paycheck, any little thing as far as a meal, gas, or whatever the case, is a help.
Full-time officers will get two free meal vouchers while part-time employees will receive one. Jonathan O'Brien, ABC News, Atlanta.
The remains of four hostages killed in Gaza have all been identified. Families, though, still waiting for 24 other hostages who died in Gaza to be returned. Celebrations of yesterday in Israel and Gaza marked with reality of today. Five Palestinians killed after the IDF says they violated the ceasefire by approaching too closely. This is ABC News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Assembly has passed a package of bills meant to increase the housing supply. Wisconsin's housing crisis is one of the worst in the nation. Of course, an average home here is not going to be as expensive as one in California or New York, but our affordability is the problem. Wages just haven't risen as fast as home prices have, so there's a big gap between how much people are making and how much a home costs. Just 4 years ago, to own a typical Madison home, a buyer's household needed to make about $65,000. Now, again, just for an average home, a buyer or buyers would need to make $117,000 a year. That's according to data from the Badger Project. Lawmakers in the Assembly have passed a package of bills they say would make it easier for builders and for municipalities. These bills would also have to pass the state Senate, but the state Senate hasn't met in months. There's also a bipartisan bill to allow accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, statewide. That means people could build tiny homes or cottages on their property, regardless of their local ordinance on such structures. Meanwhile, Madison leaders are making housing moves of their own. Over the summer, they passed ordinance changes that allow for those ADUs in the city, let people split their deep lots, and allow for duplexes citywide instead of in just a few districts. Now, the Common Council has passed more changes. These include allowing extra floors in buildings that are close to smaller residences, changing lot size requirements, and letting backyard cottages have two units instead of one. Meanwhile, the city has approved a new student apartment building downtown. The State Journal reports Core Spaces will construct a 16-story building on Francis Street. They'll be tearing down Saxony Apartments and a four-unit house. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Game two in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the Brewers and Dodgers tonight at American Family Field in the National League Championship. The Dodgers taking game one last night, final score 2-1, but a crazy play in the fourth inning. The Brewers' Sal Frelick in center field. Dodgers slugger Max Muncy at the plate. Bases loaded. Brian Anderson with a call on TBS.
And Muncy skies one to center field. Hit well. This one's got a chance. Frelick going back to the wall. He leaps. It's in and out of his glove, but he caught it. And now chaos on the bases. Might have a play at the plate. The throw. Not in time. Goes out. He's out.
Frelick preventing a grand slam at the wall. The first 8-6-2 double play in baseball playoff history. Frelick after the game.
The ball kind of tipped off my glove, and then I just kind of saw it floating there, so I grabbed it and just fired it into Joey.
NBA, the Bucks hosting the Thunder tonight in Milwaukee in their final preseason game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for a partly sunny sky for your Tuesday afternoon. Northeast winds, highs reaching the mid-60s. Overnight, plenty of clouds, some showers becoming likely, especially after midnight. Lows in the lower 50s. Showers will end early Wednesday. Currently 62 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Don't often agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They asked her about Congress being shut down and how it related to the Epstein files.
Why drag this out? That is going to have 218 signatures. I say go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Trigby? She's not necessarily my cup of tea, but she reads tea leaves. I think her moving to where she's at says that when that vote happens, there are going to be a major dam break, and it's a problem.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome UW Cinematheque programmer and host of the Lifers podcast, Ben Reiser. And then comedy sports director Mike Kauth joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX, where thinking is still fashionable.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hi, welcome to the third hour of our program. Gavin Newsom yesterday signed a couple of pro-LGBTQ plus bills, gaining him some praise. But as Aaron Reed points out over at aaroninthemorning.com, but buried beneath the wave of approval was a quieter, far more consequential act, a veto on an important protection bill for the transgender community. Newsom rejected a bill that would have allowed transgender people and anyone using hormone therapy to maintain a 12-month supply of their medication, a backstop designed to protect access amid federal crackdowns and supply disruptions. The bill would also have amended health care protection laws to explicitly protect gender identity. For many in the trans community, that veto could be far more consequential than any of the other bills signed. So here you've got one guy who wants to be president, you know, obviously, Gavin Newsom, saying, you know, okay, I'll go along with the James Carville's. I don't know specifically that this is Carville's position, but, you know, the old Democratic consultants, the Democratic Party consultants who say, you know, those Republican ads saying that they had this little clip of Kamala Harris saying something like, you know, transgender for everybody or something. It wasn't that, but that's how they characterized it. And that ad that was the number one ad that Donald Trump used against Kamala Harris, was an anti-trans ad. And so the Democratic consultants are all, yeah, just leave the trans people in the dust. Screw them. We don't need them. They're 1/1,000th of 1% of the population. They're such a minority of a minority. They're a subset of the queer community. Yeah, so we don't need them. And you've got Democratic politicians, obviously Gavin Newsom, one of them, saying, "Okay, you know, we'll make it so that the Republicans can't criticize us for this." That's on the one hand. On the other hand, I don't know if you've ever heard of the Stonewall Uprising, but this was back in the day. Back as I recall, it was in the '60s. Might have been the 70s or 80s. I forgive me for not remembering the year. This was, you know, when finally this was a bar, a gay bar, and finally people stood up and said no to the police. And by the way, the Stonewall Uprising was led by trans people. In the beginning, you know, they at the time, you know, they weren't so much called that. I back when I was a teenager and I was a DJ, I used to DJ the drag show and the dance afterwards at Joe Cavella's Gay Bar in Lansing, Michigan. And Louise and I used to go there and dance together. it was a wonderful place. Well, anyhow, in Stonewall, they just rose up and said, no, you know, we're not going to take this abuse from the police anymore. And that was a major turning point in the gay rights movement. And so there's this incredible story of Sylvia Rivera, who was what was called a drag queen back in the day, I guess still is, who led the Stonewall Uprising, and which laid the foundation for the first Pride everything, really. And Marsha P. Johnson, who was another trans or drag queen, another trans activist, who was very close friends with Sylvia, and they fought the good fight in New York. And so now Zoran Mamdani, who wants to be New York's mayor and is the rising star in the Democratic Party right now, he is this generation's Bernie Sanders. He's the guy who is teaching Democrats how to win elections, comes out with a two-minute video that I'm going to play in pretty much its entirety here, talking about this issue in the way that, frankly, Democrats should be talking about it. Here he is, Zoran Mamdani.
Everyone calls me Sylvia. I've had this name for 9 years. This is respect.
I'm on the Christopher Street Pier, or as it was called in Sylvia Rivera's day, the Christopher Street Docks. In the 1970s, homeless queer New Yorkers had been pushed to the margins of a hostile society. But it was here, on the physical margins of our city, that they found a home. Sylvia was one of those New Yorkers. She arrived here at the age of 11, where she immediately landed in the center of the gay rights movement. She befriended the legendary Marsha P. Johnson, protested at Stonewall, and led marches for equality. But even among the queer community, trans New Yorkers were excluded. Rivera and others were discouraged from walking in Pride, their participation erased from Stonewall history.
I believe in us getting our rights, or else I would not be out there fighting for our rights.
This cruelty took a toll. Rivera developed a substance abuse problem and was often homeless. When she had nowhere left to turn, she would sleep here, waves lapping nearby. Yet no matter what hardships she faced, Sylvia Rivera advocated for others. She and Johnson founded STAR to house and feed trans kids. The Christopher Street Pier is like our city, a place of immense contradictions. It's where outsiders found belonging, and it's also where Marsha P. Johnson's body was found, the victim of a suspected murder no one was ever prosecuted for. But even amidst this, we can chart a clear path forward. City inclusive. Since taking office, Donald Trump has waged a scorched earth campaign against trans people. The man with the most power has expended enormous energy targeting those with the least. New York will not sit idly by while trans people are attacked. We'll deploy hundreds of lawyers to combat Trump's hate, make New York City an LGBTQIA+ sanctuary city, and create the Office of LGBTQIA+ Affairs to allocate millions for youth and adult housing programs, as well as gender-affirming care. We can't bring Sylvia back, but we can honor her memory by building a city where trans New Yorkers are cherished. In a time of darkness, New York must be the light.
And then it ends with, you know, Zoran, basically, like I said, this is a campaign ad, essentially. But it is also, I think, a turning point, a moment in big D Democratic politics and political, you know, Democratic political strategy, as it were. And he is being praised for this. I remember the 60s. I remember my dad taking us to dinner at the Jack Tar Hotel, you know, this fancy restaurant in the fancy hotel in downtown Lansing, and seeing the colored entrance sign on the side of the building. I remember the 1950s. And I remember how quickly things changed in the 1960s, how politicians who in the late 50s and early 60s, when I was a kid, were using the N-word publicly and you know, segregation now, segregation today, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever, you know, George Wallace's famous line. And then within a matter of just a couple of years, suddenly, well, you know, obviously it wasn't so sudden, but it's like society can change on a dime. Things can change very, very rapidly. Obviously, you know, we're still, that was 60 years ago. And, you know, still black people struggle in the United States. You know, nothing has been, you know, just magically solved. But huge strides have been made. And the rhetoric has changed, largely. I mean, yes, we're backsliding with Trump, but my point is, even though Democrats got beat up badly in the election last year around this trans issue and around the larger issue of queer people in general and book banning and all this other BS that goes with it, even though that happened, I think it's going to happen that Democrats are going to say, wait a minute, as Mom Donnie is. These people are human beings too. We are all human beings here. This is the core of the Democratic Party. It always has been, or at least it has been since the early 20th century, since Franklin Roosevelt became president. And that we are here for everybody. And we're going to make a country that is here for everybody. And we're going to make a party that's here for everybody. And we're not going to go along with this hate and division that the Republicans and their racist and homophobic and misogynistic enablers and their right-wing billionaires who don't want to pay their damn taxes are trying to inflict on us. So I'm excuse me, hopeful. I'm very hopeful. What say you? 15 minutes past the hour. I got to tell you about the hidden cost of great wealth, and I'll be back with your call. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a purse? We dare to say, no, the conservatives on the Supreme Court got that one wrong, too. Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince. I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
Get ready, Madison. El Sazon Jarocho is now open on Plaza Drive. 5-star authentic Mexican cuisine. Fresh, homemade, and the best prices in town. See why one review said best tacos I've ever had in my life. El Sazon Jarocho. You won't leave hungry, just happy.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Oral arguments in Louisiana versus Calais are scheduled for October 15th in the U.S. Supreme Court, with interpretation of the 14th and 15th Amendments under debate and the Voting Rights Act in the balance. The 14th Amendment enshrines civil and legal rights of formerly enslaved Americans. Section 1 says in part, "No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States." And in what became known as the Equal Protection Clause, "nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws." The 15th Amendment states, "The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude." But Black, Native, and other minority voters faced another 100 years of discrimination before Congress enforced it with the Voting Rights Act of 1965. President Lyndon Johnson told Congress,
"Our fathers believed that if this noble view of the rights of man was to flourish, it must be rooted in democracy. The most basic right of all was the right to choose your own leaders. The history of this country, in large measure, is the history of expansion of that right to all of our people."
Find a live stream link for the October 15th, 10 a.m. arguments at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name and into theirs. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Say up is down and the good guys are snakes. They bend the law, then call it fate. While blue-suited consultants calibrate. There's a blue donkey teaching with a PowerPoint slide. But nobody hears cause the volume's too quiet. They're quoting polls, trimming the sails, while democracy's taking on water and bells. One party selling a big lie, with a flag in flames and a battle cry. The others got facts, but no fight. Can't sell the truth. If you whisper at night, while one side's screaming on every screen, the other just
22 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. I wrote a piece over at wisdomschool.com titled The Hidden Cost of Great Wealth. And it just reminded me how wealth has become the main tool of protecting criminality, frankly. There's all these studies, and there's no shortage of them that have been done, that find that wealthier, the richer somebody is, the more likely they are to break laws, particularly the ones that are easy to measure are traffic laws. It's called the Beamer syndrome. You know, the more expensive the car, the more likely you are to run a red light or, you know, not stop at a stop sign or make an illegal turn or something like that, run people off the road. This is well known, but it gets larger and larger than that. There's another hidden cost to great wealth, too. I had a friend years ago. His father invented Formica, and so he was born with a $700 million trust fund. And, you know, a fairly wealthy guy. Or maybe it was $70 million, whatever it was. It was tens of millions of dollars, lots and lots of money. And one day, Louise and I were at his home. We had known him for years. I mean, we visited him in several places around the world. When I was doing work on the Kennedy book, he and his partner were living in France. And in fact, my son stayed with them for a couple of weeks. So anyhow, we were at his house, and he was showing us a new print that he had just bought that was an original, another one of the Dutch masters. It was like, you know, $2 or $3 million, and he had just gotten it, and he was framing it. And just out of the blue, he suddenly kind of bursts into tears and says, you know, I've known you for over a decade, and you're literally the only person I've ever known who has not asked me for money. And it just suddenly hit me that if you're just like really, really rich,
you've got to constantly be on the alert, you know, because is this person really like me or does he just want my money? And it just struck me as a real tragedy. My friend, his name was Jack Riley. He's passed away now. Died a couple of years ago, but Jack was a good guy. But what a burden. So anyhow, I wrote this piece, The Burden of Great Wealth. But the biggest problem, I think, is the societal problem, that great wealth can really do damage to people. It really can do damage to society. And we used to have guardrails around this. We used to have a 90% top income tax rate, which wasn't just to raise money for the government. I mean, you know, it was originally put into place during World War I to raise money for the war effort, and then again in World War II. But it was maintained throughout the Eisenhower administration, throughout the 50s, through the Kennedy administration. I mean, we had a 90% top income tax bracket. People were still wealthy. There were still some, you know, really morbidly rich among us. But, you know, your business managers lived in the same neighborhoods as everybody else. They just had the nicest house. They didn't live in a 700-acre estate with a bomb-proof bunker in Hawaii or something like Zuckerberg or these guys. I mean, you know, it's just... And I really think we need to reconsider that. We need to think about going back to a time when great wealth was controlled in this country. Because one of the things that great wealth did, these by and large right-wing billionaires did, is they created an infrastructure, a media infrastructure, a think tank infrastructure, an academic infrastructure that perpetuates the idea that society should have classes and orders. You know, Russell Kirk's old spiel from The Conservative Mind in 1952. And that's the normal order of things. When in fact, we're biologically wired to care for each other. We're not biologically wired to accumulate stuff. Historically, in human societies, people who hoarded things were viewed as mentally ill. We're designed by nature, by DNA, by evolution, to care for each other. That's how humanity has survived all these years. Not to just live these solitary existences with massive amounts of money. So anyway, you can find the story over at wisdomschool.org. I think you'll find it interesting. 27 minutes past the hour. Pick up your calls after the break. What's on your mind?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we are still here and we're still fighting. We'll be right back. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of Zyppa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes, and then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So Zyppa, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that Zyppa is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, if you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat, where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way. It won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's Zyppa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is Happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to Zipa.com and use that code PINK today or text PINK to 511-511.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll talk a little bit about fighting authoritarianism and why Ken Burns, the great historian, has it right. And also the Brew Crew and the NLCS. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Savannah Tomei-Olson. Wisconsin lawmakers have unveiled a new package aimed at protecting natural resources. The package was unveiled yesterday on Indigenous Peoples Day. The proposal includes specific protections for Devil's Lake State Park, giving the state attorney general the power to enforce protections and allowing third parties to sue on its behalf. Democrat Vincent Moresi of Stevens Point says it's similar to protections for corporations.
Corporations are merely ideas that exist on paper, yet they have legally recognized rights, even personhood in some cases.
The package also proposes reinstating Wisconsin's Prove It First mining law, which required companies to show that a sulfide mine can operate and be decommissioned without polluting water. The Prove It First law was in place for about two decades before being repealed in 2017. Ancient burial mounds on the UW-Madison campus have been added to the National Register of Historic Places. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that the Willow Drive mounds include an effigy mound shaped like a water bird. They're more than 1,000 years old, and the Wisconsin Historical Society says the site could offer new insights into ritual practices. In Madison business news, the Capital Times reports that the Heritage Tavern has filed for bankruptcy following a lawsuit brought by a former server. The suit alleges the restaurant withheld tips and failed to pay proper overtime. Chef Dan Fox denies the claims. Heritage filed for Chapter 11 in March and says it plans to stay open. For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Sholly Pittman. More news anytime at WMDXradio.com.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for a partly sunny sky for your Tuesday afternoon. Northeast winds, highs reaching the mid-60s. Overnight, plenty of clouds, some showers becoming likely, especially after midnight. Lows in the lower 50s. Showers will end early Wednesday. Right now, it's 64.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Did you know Packer Love is international? Join us Wednesday from the Marcus Theater in Waukesha for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life, the story of Japanese Packers fans.
There's a Wisconsin story about our state, our team, who we are, and then there's a universal story about people from all over coming together, regardless of culture, distance, language barrier, and finding amazing community over something completely unexpected.
Join us Wednesday, 2 to 4 for the Todd Allball Show.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Wednesday morning, Substack blogger and author Mike McCabe will join us.
And the John and Gordy commemorative plates will be available soon.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
So much for all of your support. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
My
Johnson saw the headlines and he started to pray. Said, Lord, save the homeland, they're riding that way. No, not the Russians, not some cyber brigade, but 100 bare butts on a Portland parade. Oh, the naked bike brigade rolling down Main Street, peddling for justice and not wearing a sheet. They scared old Mike so bad he hid under his tie, saying that's the end of America, goodbye. He said, I've seen pepper balls protesting crime, but this is over the line. Meanwhile, the cops just shook their heads, saying it's Portland, boss, that's how they ride instead. He called it terror, I call it cheeky. He said it's indecent, I say it's freaky. But free, you can cover your eyes, Mike, but freedom don't care what you see. So roll on, naked bike brigade, turn Mike's sermons into lemonade. When the speaker trembles at a protest riot, that's when you know democracy's still alive. So if Mike Johnson's scared of skin and spokes, maybe the problem ain't the folks.
There you go. And I bring you Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House of Representatives. You can play the audio out of my computer, right? Okay, here we go. This is Mike Johnson just this morning.
Who have that responsibility, but it's not risen to that level. What I've seen is the abuse of law enforcement by radical leftist activists. You know, most recently, the most threatening thing I've seen yet was the naked bicyclers in Portland who were protesting ICE down there. I mean, it's getting really ugly.
Oh, man, we've got a crisis here in America. Bob in Melbourne, Florida. Hey, Bob, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's on your mind today?
Oh, I called a couple of weeks ago. Well, I call you every week at least. But I called a couple of weeks ago, and I told you my plight of trying to get a COVID shot through the VA.
I remember.
I don't know if you...
I do remember, yeah.
And
did you get it finally?
My primary physician is a VA doctor, but the VA wasn't giving COVID shots. It was just a whole mess. Anyway, I got my COVID shot today. I just thought I'd let you know that if you're over 65 and you're in the VA healthcare system, you can get your COVID shot. And the reason it tipped me off is I saw a couple days ago in the newspaper that Trump got his COVID and flu shot.
That's correct, last week.
Yeah, that's right. So I figured, hey, maybe suckers and losers can get their flu shot too.
There you go.
Anyway, I just thought you said call you back and let you know how it went, but that's how it's going right now. And so if your primary physician is a VA doctor and you're in the VA healthcare system, even if you're not 65, you can get your COVID shot.
Right.
And if you're over 65, you don't need a script at all.
Right.
And that's where we're at. So anyway, I got my vax, you know.
There
my
you
son
go.
Lives in Chicago, and I figured if I couldn't get my vax here in Florida, I'd just get on a plane and fly to Chicago. But that's a mess up there, too. Hey,
yeah.
You guys in Portland, I'm ready for a naked bicycle ride, baby.
Well, we're pretty famous for it.
To me.
I've never participated in one, but they're entertaining. Bob, thanks for the call. It's great to hear from
bye-bye.
You. Appreciate it. Dave in Auburn, California. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Hey, for the Saturday demonstration,
mm-hmm.
I sought for some artists out there if they can get a caricature of Donald Trump. And just because this is his favorite word, superimpose the word hoax right over Donald Trump's face.
That's an idea. That's an idea.
And another thing is, why can't we get Indivisible or something to make giant posters on the side of the freeway with his picture putting hoax on it?
Yeah.
Everybody else.
I'm waiting for people to start buying billboards. It seems like a good way to go. I should probably do a little more research on that. But, Dave, thank you. Thank you. That's a great suggestion. Appreciate
it. One more. I got, just because I'm an old person and these are my words that I say all the time, it's like another poster. It says, oops, ouch, uh-oh, what? You know, that's what I say.
I get it. Okay, thanks a lot, Dave. Adele in Villa Park, Illinois. Hey, Adele, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I like that idea about the hoax and the billboards. I'm going to also do my research. Thank you. Tom, I woke up today for the first time. I feel scared. I wasn't able to listen to you yesterday. I read your story I read an article about the brutality, and I know you've talked about it today. I am so concerned. You know, I'm in the Chicago area, and I attend the Broadview protest. Everything has escalated so much, and I didn't mean to, but videos came across my screen last night. And the fighting and the inability of any American citizen to do anything. And they're just in the middle of these guys yanking people and they're fighting and they're, just escalating terribly.
Yeah, I think ICE is hiring these good old boy racist militia members.
Yes. Oh, yes. And then your article, word for word, it's the truth. And I'm so concerned that there's such a lack of awareness. I'm getting scared personally. So I was wondering what your opinion about the rest of America and our leaders in the Democratic Party, are they aware of the content of your article?
Yes. Yes. I can't speak for the entire Democratic Party, but I know that there are a number of members of the Progressive Caucus who get my newsletter every day and occasionally respond to it. So, you know, they're aware of what's going on. Yeah. And they're trying to do something about it. I mean, the problem is right now they just don't have any political power.
So, and therefore, I feel like I'm a sheep going to slaughter. I feel like we have no.
No. Adele, there are a lot of people pushing back. There are a lot of people sounding the alarm. And a lot of them are not even Democrats. I mean, you got Steve Schmidt, the guy who ran John McCain's campaign out there speaking up. You've got Judge Michael Luttig, who is, famous conservative judge who is always being quoted in the National Review and stuff like that, out pushing back. You've got some good people who are standing up and speaking out. Sadly, even Obama is apparently now starting to speak out. Sadly, we're not hearing anything from George W. Bush or his family, but we need more, and I think we're going to get a lot more on Saturday, and courage is contagious, and so I encourage you to get out there Saturday with a bunch of other people and, catch some of their courage.
Okay, definitely. Thanks for your feedback, Tom.
Thanks,
appreciate
Adele.
It.
Yeah, good luck. Great. The country's not gone yet. I mean, we're in trouble, but we're not gone yet. Katie in Jamul, California. Hey, Katie, what's up?
Oh, Tom, that song was hilarious.
Yeah, Louise did a great one, didn't she?
I mean, it topped the charts, all right? And I thought, maybe that's all I want to say. It made me feel good. Yeah. But anyhow, I have a couple of quick things, if I can be, ever. One is, I canceled my flight up to Medford to be with my cousins who went up to Oregon some many decades ago, and there and his extended family. So I feel like I'm victimized, but nobody, either my family here or in Oregon, wanted a plane to have problems that I was on because of Trump. Okay. I would think more than I'm going to die, it would be, I am so pissed off. So anyway, we'll be demonstrating here in San Diego.
Better to be pissed off than
frightened.
What
I would recommend for anybody to watch is John Oliver from Sunday. And he takes apart Barry Wise, who made her dark presence known a couple decades ago on Bill Maher. And all of us, we had such a reaction to her when she was young. She's now in her early 40s. She's not old. But each execrable part of that woman is he discusses and shines a light on her. And she's now head of CBS,
CBS
our
News,
legacy.
Yeah.
Edward R. Murrow and Dan Rather, et cetera.
Walter Cronkite.
You must watch it. It's posted on YouTube at some point, maybe a couple days after. Yeah. And it was so necessary because it went to a really deep level of her personality and what it's been all along, and that she is going to report directly to Larry Ellison's son, David. I don't know why any of these people can't pop a decent, you know, offspring, but apparently that's not what happens, or if they do, they drink themselves to death. But please, anybody who's listening, do that. Second, as far as the ice goes, am I not right, because a Google search is contradictory, yes and no, aren't the ICE agents now, they don't have to even have a high school degree, and they get a $50,000?
I don't know what the hiring provisos are, and I don't know what kind of exceptions they're making. But it wouldn't surprise me.
Don't you remember that they said they don't need a high school degree? And anybody who's taught, and I have, knows that if high school is either your lowest point that you have to drop out or your highest point because nothing good comes after you're the football captain, then, you know, these are not the people that you want to have with that kind of you know,
power.
Gun power,
yeah.
With power, period.
Yeah, they are not
and
our best
and
brightest.
It's not an elitist thing. It's a high school dropout thing.
Yeah.
And who with a high, without even a GED would turn down $50,000? So, you know, that's something
on,
I just...
On top of, you know, $80,000 to $130,000 in annual salary. I mean, plus health care benefits and pension. And,
oh, hell,
I mean,
I'm ready to sign up.
Yeah,
I'm 77.
Well, maybe they'll take you, Katie.
I could pass.
Maybe
I could say, oh, they never suspect me.
There you go. Katie, thanks for the call. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con and conservative. I'll be right back with your calls.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-209-4324. 800-209-4324. 800-209-4324. 209-4324. That's 800-209-4324.
There's nothing quite like the perfect fit. And at Allure Intimate Apparel, that's exactly what they deliver. Their expert team offers one-on-one bra fittings in a graceful, no-pressure environment that celebrates every silhouette. It's luxury tailored to real life, where confidence is never compromised. Experience a new standard of personal attention with timeless style and a fit that flatters at every angle. Visit their brand new location at the Hilldale Shopping Center. Visit AllureFits.com.
Looking to strengthen the bond with your pup? Dane County Humane Society offers a variety of dog training classes led by certified trainers. Classes are designed to help you and your furry friend learn new skills, improve behavior, and deepen your connection. Whether your dog is a curious puppy, an independent teenager, or a lifelong learner, DCHS has the tools and expertise to help you set the stage for a successful year ahead. Visit giveshelter.org/dogtraining to register today.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway. And from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping. When they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
So what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. Right now, you can get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at GetNativePath.com/Hartman. That's GetNativePath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end. To get this special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus the free shipping, and you can read the top 5 collagen warnings. That's GetNativePath.com/Hartman. H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. GetNativePath.com/Hartman.
Trump rolled and filled.
Welcome back. 9 minutes past, or before the hour, picking up your calls here. CJ in Staunton, Wisconsin. Hey, CJ, thanks for listening to WMDX. What's up?
Hey, thank you, Tom, for taking my call. Many hosts won't, as you might assume. I'm a conservative, as you know, and Miko, very cool guy on your phone call. But I want to say the world celebrates. What a worldwide diplomacy achievement by President Trump, the world peacemaker. 8 conflicts settled, and this one, if it holds, and I pray it does, is quite amazing. 5 decades this has gone on, and about 7 presidents have tried to solve this. And he deserves huge accolades in this country. And he gets it, getting it from some, but they're reluctant, as you might assume.
Well, CJ, I agree. He took the peace proposal that Joe Biden wrote, the 20-point peace proposal that Joe Biden's administration came up with, that Trump told Netanyahu not to go along with, and tweaked it a little bit, and pulled this thing off. I think it's great. The problem, or the concern, rather, I would love to see peace in the Middle East, and I'm so happy that the hostages are free. The concern is that there are 18 more points to this thing, and Netanyahu has veto power over every single one of them. And while, Trump might have done a great job, I wouldn't trust Netanyahu as far as I can throw him. In fact, they wouldn't let him come to Egypt.
Well, the mere fact that it happened, and President Trump trusts him.
He does deserve credit for it. You're right.
I did really, the shutdown continues, and if I could, I think people need to read it. The Democrat short-term spending bill, page 57, 2141, lifts the guardrails from illegals getting Medicare. Now, they still can go to the hospital, the emergency room, if they need to, but I shouldn't have to pay for it. Now, you shouldn't have to pay for it.
Yeah,
and the mere fact
this,
that the Democrats
this was Ronald Reagan's law. CJ, are you saying that if somebody who's here without documentation gets in a car accident and they're bleeding out and they get taken to the hospital, that the hospital should say, wait a minute, you're not here legally, we're not going to treat you?
No. You misheard me.
But who should pay for it?
Get the care.
Who should pay for it?
Get the care. But
then what are you objecting to?
I shouldn't have to pay for it.
Well, who's going to pay for it then?
I guess they're going to have to.
But they don't have any money.
Then they shouldn't be here.
Well, you know, so screw them, you know, right? Just let the guy bleed out. Is this the new conservative philosophy?
I think there should be amnesty for. We should take figure out who is here legally, but they shouldn't get the right to vote before the ones that came through the door and then sneak around.
Nobody's even talking about the right to vote, CJ. What we're talking about is whether people who are bleeding out should be
in a few places in this country, and that's the goal. That was the goal. By letting 20 million in.
No. That was the goal that Ronald Reagan did when he gave citizenship to 5 million people who were here without documentation. But no Democrat has ever proposed that. That was Reagan who did that. It was also Reagan who, in 1986, passed the law that said that hospitals have to take people who are, you know, in an emergency. And my mind is blown, CJ, that you think that hospitals should just let people bleed out if they don't have money.
You are mishearing me. I said they should get the care. They should get
But then you said that they should pay for it. And what if they can't pay for it?
Pay for it.
Right. So if nobody's paying for it, how does that care happen?
I said they should get the care. And you know, your Democrat Party or Biden's administration.
There's no such thing as a Democrat Party.
Out who's going to pay for it?
Well,
and they're the ones that want to lift the restrictions now, Tom.
That's why
the government is shut down.
Well, the government is shut down because John Thune doesn't have the balls to.
2141.
The government is shut down because John Thune doesn't have the courage to say, you know, we're going to pass a one-day exception to the Senate rules and allow this continuing resolution to have a vote. John Thune could end this right now.
Schumer's the one that's got it shut down, Tom.
Schumer, I'm not sure which Democrat called for the filibuster, but John Thune can get around a filibuster. He does it regularly when he wants to put a right-wing judge on the bench. CJ, good to hear from you. Thanks for the call. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow. Well, Jefferson Smith will be here with you for the next couple of days as I'm off tomorrow morning on book tour, but please treat him well. Have a great day. Don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you, and stay safe.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump hosting Argentina's leader at the White House. He just secured a $20 billion U.S. bailout for his country. Before talks on tariffs, the president also commented on the Gaza ceasefire and release of hostages yesterday after signing the U.S. peace plan.
We had a great weekend. We had a great period of time in the Middle East. It was very comprehensive. It went very rapidly, and I think it's going to lead to something that's going to be unrecognizable, certainly for the Middle East.
Tensions remain in Gaza. Five Palestinians killed today. The IDF says they violated the ceasefire military line. The government shutdown is now 2 weeks in. The Senate will vote again today on a bill to end the shutdown. But Democrats and Republicans remain deadlocked over health care. And tributes are pouring in following the death of R&B singer D'Angelo. Known for hits like Untitled, How Does It Feel? D'Angelo was battling pancreatic cancer. He was 51. This is ABC News.